I think that the hospital medicine MOC process is much more than just a different examination. It is true that the secure examination is going to have more of inpatient hospitals content focus, but not to the exclusion of ambulatory content. And if there is one component of that examination that I think will drive function, it's the questions on the examination that are focusing on core principles of quality and patient safety. So that component, and again, it's not just a different examination. The fact that the process asks the hospitalist diplomat to engage in performance improvement projects every 3 years instead of every 10 years ramps up the focus on the need for ongoing improvement in the healthcare system and on the individual practitioner's delivery of healthcare to the patient. But I think there are also unique benefits, even more so for the patient that will be receiving the healthcare, because this process is going to improve, I believe, any diplomat that's going through this process will be a better hospitalist as a product of having done it. And with some of those core skill sets that we're holding out as defining a profession, you know, and the quality and the patient safety. The distinction of a hospitalist versus a non-hospitalist is not a distinction of geography. It is not a distinction of a general practitioner that works in the hospital as opposed to in the clinic. I mean, the distinction is more upon being a systems architect and improving the healthcare system that overlays all knowledge that is applied in the care of a patient. And so the hospital medicine MOC focus has been more towards a goal of let's ensure that the people that are going to receive this certification have the skill set to be a systems architect, that they understand principles of quality and patient safety, and that they're able to put that in act for the benefit of their patient. And when you look at the granularity of that, that's or when you look at the tangible manifestation of that goal, you find it, and we're going to emphasize more points on performance improvement. And we're going to ask that the performance improvement projects be done more frequently than a standard internal medicine MOC. That's the 3 years as opposed to 10 years. So the focus of this MOC process is not just you need to make sure that you're up to date on your renal tubular acidosis management. I mean, it is much more on a quality and process expertise than it is on just medical knowledge expertise.
There's a follow-up question to that. I was just talking, you know, Dr. Humble, ABIM, and I asked him, knowing that, you know, you have a 3 year and you have more points to score to qualify or to earn towards that. You know, his first reaction was, well, you know, you may need to start a little bit earlier, but if you're a hospitalist in the trenches usually doing this stuff, you probably will be able to score those points or do those PIMS as part of your regular, you know, daily, monthly, yearly, you know, a 3 year PIM should not be out of the ordinary for somebody who's in the trenches in hospital medicine.
Well,
you should be doing that regularly anyway, correct?
Yeah, exactly, Jason. And that's the distinguishing feature for diplomats that are going to have the hospital medicine maintenance certification. These are people that, as a part of their regular practice of medicine, should be engaged in performance improvement projects. You're exactly right. I mean, this should really be a no-brainer for people that are the authentic hospitalists. And when I mean authentic, I mean the individual that does have a component of their practice that is dedicated not just to the one patient at a time provision of care, but to the improvement of the system as a whole. And somebody that's doing that as part of the regular practice, this should be not an onerous task at all to say, well, I'm going to do a performance improvement project every year. That's what I do. Just every 3 years, I'm going to report it to the ABIM so I can maintain my maintenance certification. Well, I think what you're going to find is that there are leaders, and the systems architect, if you make that synonymous with the leaders of the people that are designing the projects, are all hospitalists that type of person? No. But are all hospitalists, should they be part of that patient care delivery system improvement in a quality and safety focus? The answer is yes.
Yeah, especially after 10 years, if you've been a hospitalist for 10 years.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I will make the case that there are going to be some people that practice medicine in an inpatient environment. They refer to themselves as hospitalists, and that they do not engage in performance improvement or quality patient safety initiatives. And there's another, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that they probably aren't best suited by the hospital medicine maintenance and certification examination process. They're probably better suited with the standard internal medicine maintenance and certification process. It's not to say one's better than another. It's just to say that the people that are holding themselves out as the true hospitalists in the way of offering value-added services to the system, improving the system, in addition to what they do in the way of actual patient care, that this hospital medicine maintenance certification process is designed to recognize those individuals for that value-added service.